HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Family Unfriendly, How Our Culture Made Raising Kids Much Harder Than It Needs to Be, by Timothy P. Carney. This is the author. A note before we begin. Throughout this book, I changed the names of other people's children for the sake of privacy. I also changed some place names for the same reason. Dedication. To Katie, the greatest partner I could ask for in life's grandest endeavor. A quote from Pope Francis. Birth rates and a welcoming attitude reveal how much happiness is present in society. A happy community naturally develops the desire to generate and welcome others, while an unhappy society is reduced to a group of individuals defending what they have at all costs. Preface. Friday Night Lights. Baseball glove on one hand, metal bat in the other, little Charlie climbed into our Toyota Sienna and we drove off for a night of t-ball that would forever change our family life. That was a day my oldest son would get hooked on baseball, which would trickle down to his younger brothers. But that wasn't the most important thing that happened on the back campus of St. Bernadette's that evening. I thought I was driving Charlie to a youth sporting event, but instead I was showing up at Friday Night on the Field. Monsignor Smith led the children in a baseball-themed prayer and then bellowed, "Play ball!" And that is when we witnessed the miracle. As Charlie and I ambled toward his dugout for the kindergarten t-ball game, I noticed what the crowds of first and second graders were doing in the hour before their games. Whatever they wanted. The same was true for the older kids. Some started playing basketball on the blacktop. Others bounced balls off the school building, and countless boys and girls swarmed the jungle gyms at either end of the large St. B's field. And the parents? They were just as free. Old friends hugged warmly after a long winter. Neighbors chatted up neighbors or reached out to new parents like me. Some dads manned the grill at the snack shack, while others coached the t-ballers. The field and the playgrounds, basketball courts, bleachers, and even some adjacent backyards was positively alive that April night. It was 100 families eating, drinking, and visiting. This sprawling scene was stereotypical Americana, but it was also, in a way, subversive. Mom wasn't hovering like a helicopter over little Oscar. The t-ball coaches were just dads, and nobody saw this program as a path to dominance or a scholarship. There was no enrichment going on, just liberated kids, which in turn meant liberated adults. Friday Night on the Field showed the way, I realized, to making suburban life more family-friendly. For the rest of the spring, I would bring all the kids to the field on Friday nights. Sometimes Katie and the baby would stay home for early bedtime and some peace and quiet, while the older kids and I spent an evening amid the glow of an April sunset, the crack of the bat, and a few hundred kids set loose in an oasis of freedom in a culture where everyday parenting could be a harrowing slog. At a fish fry a couple of years later at our home church, St. Andrew Apostle, the image of those Friday night t-ball games resurfaced as I spoke with our young priest, Father Bill. He asked what new things our parish could do for its people. He didn't want to compete with what the local mall, the county parks department, or the elite youth sports programs in the region offered. The church is supposed to fill holes in our society, he said. What are the unmet needs of these people? Father Bill asked me, gesturing to the dozens of families in the multi-purpose room of St. Andrew's. The parish is dizzyingly diverse. In line for fried haddock that night were lobbyists and taxi drivers. Irish-American dads who were baptized there in the 1970s sat with Eritrean parents who had arrived in Silver Spring last year. Middle-class and upper-middle-class suburban parents, he said, what do they need that their world doesn't give them? My memory was flooded with the sounds of kids playing pickup basketball, the smell of burgers from the snack shack, the feeling of freedom both the adults and kids felt at St. Bernadette on those spring evenings. St. A. should have its own Friday night on the field, I realized. Yes, there are other rec leagues. Yes, there are plenty of places to get a burger. But I told Father Bill, we need a place to bring our children and ignore them while we hang out with other adults. Such an
Sample complete. Ready to continue?